USA is crumbling, and with our communist in chief, looks like he's going to be staying in the seat. Susanna, stay with me.
Yeah, I've got something I need to tell you though. They're showing that Romney has a lead over Obama in Ohio. When they were calling Ohio for Obama, it's actually the opposite. So this may be a little bit premature.
Okay. That'll be very, very interesting to see. Daryl, are you still there?
I'm still here, Pete.
All right, sir. This is your opportunity now that you've come forward, and thank you very much for calling in. I want you to just tell our audience what's on your mind at this point in time.
Well, I'm looking at the situation here. I guess everyone's very concerned what's happening. We see how the media spins everything and how they're trying to shut down the internet. When I do research, we look at various aspects and we look at problems and how it transpires, and you have to study history. And looking at the history of the United States, what's been presented is not what's actually there. When you find certain things out, for instance, and Peter, you know I go directly to the government documents. I don't go with whatever's suggested out there. I'll give you some examples, and maybe you can help me out with this. Article 18 of the United States Code.
Yes,
that
sir.
That was deemed to be unconstitutional, was it not?
I'm sorry, it was what?
It was deemed to be unconstitutional.
I'm not sure. Which article you're referring to was deemed to be unconstitutional?
I think it was Article 18.
I'm not sure. I'm not aware of that. Susanna, are you?
Anyway,
no.
It's something for everyone to look into.
Okay.
As I understand, Articles 1 to 50 were not ratified also. So that makes everything that the federal government does or has done since 1926, if Congress did not ratify it, then it's null and void. The other interesting thing is we all think that the United States is not part of the Commonwealth. Well, when you go to the British documents and you look up Social Security, there are three countries that pay Social Security to the Crown, pay tribute to the Crown, one being Ireland, one being England, and the third one being the United States of America. So what does that tell you?
Mm-hmm.
I would have expected it would have been Canada and Australia. But I was shocked to find that out.
You know, are you aware? Also, our legal system, our attorneys general, in their essentially their obligations, they reference the Illinois Attorney General's documentation on their website specifically references their obligation to the Crown as well.
Yeah,
so our legal system is.
Because you're a member of the bar, which is a member of the nobility, just one below a noble or a knight or something. I'm not too familiar with that, but when you're accepted to the bar. Now, the interesting thing is the original 13th Amendment of the Constitution says anyone who accepts a nobility relinquishes the right to be a citizen of the United States.
Right.
Has anyone had a look at that one?
Listen, Daryl, thank you so much for calling in, sir. And I'm sure we'll have plenty of opportunities to talk to you. I'm going to have to take a break now. When we come back, I'm going to take calls from Bill, Susan, and, of course, Bozo the Clown. Once again, calling in. But you guys are important calls. Don't go away. We will be back. I'm going to take a short break here. I want to hear from you. Call me at 1-800-313-9443. You call into the Pete Santilli Show, especially on this election night. Express your emotions. Express your disgust. Tell me what you think is going to happen here as we proceed forward with the communist in chief, Barack Obama. Barack Hussein Obama, Mr. Benghazi himself. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you about a revolutionary new product from our sponsor, Elixir Liquid and Electronic Cigarettes. If you're a smoker, traditional cigarettes have lots of chemical carcinogens and are being sold for up to $11 a pack in some places around the country. Electronic cigarettes, on the other hand, consist of only three ingredients and and are a fraction of the price of traditional cigarettes. It creates what looks like smoke, but is actually a harmless water vapor while giving you the nicotine your body's craving. Visit our sponsor, Elixir Liquid, at www.futuresmokes.com today. Once you're there, you'll find the hottest electronic cigarettes and accessories and over 100 choices of intensely flavored liquid nicotine. No tar, no carcinogens, and no foul odors. The electronic cigarette truly is the future of smoking. And fans of the Pete Santilli Show get an unconditional satisfaction guarantee and a 10% discount with coupon code REVOLT at checkout. www.futuresmokes.com.
Are you over your head in debt and not sure what to do? Did you know there's a way to legally wipe out debt? Stop harassing phone calls, even stop foreclosure or repossession? Well, the answer is yes. Pick up the phone right now and call the bankruptcy hotline at the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. With 17 years experience as a practicing attorney, Craig knows how to get the creditors off your back and get you peace of mind. Most people don't realize that bankruptcy is a great alternative by immediately stopping collection calls, allowing you to keep your home, eliminate all of your debt, and give you a fresh start. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation at 800-281-2286 and learn how bankruptcy could help you. So stop wondering what to do with your debt and call us at 800-281-2286. 800-281-2286. Not all will qualify. The law offices of Craig Zimmerman is federally designated as a debt relief agency. Office is located in Dallas and Santa Ana, California.
Did you know there's a way to legally wipe out your credit card debt? Stop harassing telephone calls? Even stop foreclosure and repossession? I'm talking about Chapter 7 of the Federal Bankruptcy Code. Federal bankruptcy laws were designed to get the creditors off your back and give you a fresh start. Imagine waking up one morning without stressing about debt. It's true, and it could be you. Call right now at 800-281-2286 to see if you qualify for this powerful debt relief program. We're the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. Craig has been a practicing attorney for 17 years and has an A+ Better Business rating. We know how to make the law work for you to give you a fresh start. We provide a free initial confidential consultation. Don't spend another day wondering what to do about your debt. Call 800-281-2286. The consultation is free and so is your phone call. You have nothing to lose but your debt, so call now at 800-281-2286. That's 800-281-2286. Office is located in Dallas.
Yeah, you should, if you take a look at CNN, they've got these cameras in these big stadiums in Chicago at the so-called Obama headquarters. People waving flags, Der Fuhrer, Barack Hussein Obama. I'll tell you what, he won't last 60 days with a bunch of angry white people running around with the Second Amendment in their right hand, okay? I'm going to tell you that right now. Pete Santilli show is projecting that the revolution will kick off within 60 days. That's the projection. Let's go to Bill on line 3, Susanna. What do you think?
Let's do it.
Bill.
Hey, Pete. The madness continues.
Oh, my goodness. What's up, Meatloaf?
So in 2008, didn't Barack Obama run on a kind of a no anti-war policy? So I've got a bunch of friends on my Facebook page that are just praising God this guy just won the presidency. So let's talk about the wars. He continued Afghanistan and escalated it. Continued Iraq, claims he stopped, even though that was a Bush timeline. Have proxy wars in Yemen, Somalia, drone bombings in Pakistan since his third day in office, invasion of Libya, arming Syria, and getting ready for Iran. We killed.
What about
three American citizens.
Don't forget to mention the secret wars as well. The CIA wars that are taking place without us knowing.
Right, and none of these wars were declared by Congress, so all of them unconstitutional, which are grounds for impeachment. But my friends, these so-called anti-war liberal Democrats, and I hate even using the term because the left-right paradigm just divides and conquers us immediately, but I'm going to use it so people out there understand. And I'd love to have somebody call that was for Obama and for this, because I don't understand how these people can go from being anti-war to accepting what he just did for the first 4 years. And I'm only talking about foreign policy. I'm not even talking about the destruction of our Constitution here with the FDAA and the John Warner Defense Act and the Military Commissions Act. These are things that Bush signed that he could have gotten rid of, re-signing the Patriot Act. This is unbelievable. Believe me, I didn't want Mitt Romney either. It's not who I voted for. I voted my conscience. But the bottom line is, how do these people go from being anti-war, and it's actually I've protested with, to praising God he won again?
Can you imagine?
Where is the paradigm shift there? So, you know, I'd love to hear people call in and talk to you on the other side of this point. You know, because I already know the brainwashing that's out there. I just am just blown away by friends of mine that I've, like I said, been to protests with that are as anti-war as I am, that knows that none of these wars were constitutional, all of them that's not necessary. And now we're praising God that this guy's back in office?
I mean, think of what he did with Benghazi. Look at what he
did. Oh, yeah, he just flat-out lied and let the guy get killed.
And
we shouldn't be there anyway.
You know what? Seriously, and I'm not picking on the African Americans because I stood beside them in 2008. I don't know if you have ever heard me say this. I voted for Obama in 2008. I stood beside them. I voted for an African American president because I wanted the same opportunity for him that exists for everyone else. You know what? He is less African American than I am. Okay. But they are standing behind this guy who is literally a pathological liar and a murderer by drone. This man is one of the most dangerous presidents we've ever had in the White House, period.
I 100% agree. As far as I'm concerned, you want to talk about my I Have a Dream Martin Luther King speech? My dream is to see that man in the same cell with George Bush with bars in front of him.
Yes. Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. Madness.
I'm blown away by the cheer for this. The people are like in the streets partying because he won.
Yeah.
Don't people see the devastation in Pakistan, the innocent children that have been killed? You know, you were a Marine. You know what happens. You know what war looks like.
Yeah.
How do we forget this stuff? Where do our hearts go? You know, let alone our guts. You know, I'm getting older, man, but I'm telling you, man, this has got to change. We need articles of impeachment immediately.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with that. Hey, thanks for calling in. You know how much I love you, too, right?
You too, brother.
You know how much I love meatloaf, right? That's an inside joke. Hey, thanks for calling in. I'm going to take Susan on line one. Susan.
Hi.
Hi, Susan. Welcome to the Pete Santilli Show.
And somehow my video has just made. Are you there?
I am. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
My volume just slapped out on me.
It did. You want to call back in? Why don't you call back in, okay? I'll take Derek on line two.
I have it now. I have it.
Oh, you do? Okay, good. All right. Well, welcome to the Pete Santilli Show, Susan.
Thank you. And I just want to let everybody know that the past 9 days I missed RBN. I am, you know, a donor. I'm on the Jersey Shore, and it's not been a difficult time for me because I prepared. And as far as the election, it's been very difficult for people to get out and find out what areas we're open to vote at. It's kind of like been very horrendous here because the mainstream media and the alternate media has been bogus as far as I'm concerned, because I am here, I have seen with my eyes, and my daughter, who is a teacher in one of the schools, and her boyfriend, who is a teacher, special ed teacher, in one of the schools along the coast with 700 students that have been totally devastated. And I didn't even go out to vote because I was so disgusted with the coverage of what really going on here with the eyes, with a first-hand account. And my daughter and her boyfriend have been, they didn't let them in until 4 days ago into Union Beach Memorial School, which is total, but they let them by the parking lot. And it is truly devastating, and it's getting just back to the election, which, again, I do not feel that it's legitimate, but, and more so after this, that the mainstream and even the alternative media has not provided good coverage, because there are so many people now, even still, I'm so lucky I got my power after 9 days. Although I was prepared, I had my wood stove, and I was warm, which so many people in this area were not, and I can cook hot food on my wood stove.
Right.
But I just feel it's such a tragedy, a scam to go out and vote when so many of thousands of people up and down the East Coast that was really hit by this Hurricane Sandy is out of the news now. And it's gone, and it's done. And there are so many good people that work so hard all their lives to have a home and, you know, work hard and have their kids go to school, and it's literally gone. And a lot of the people in this area were not required to buy flood insurance. You know, yes, for all those people thinking, okay, they're going to get their insurance money, but can you imagine waking up tomorrow morning, you have no home, you have none of your possessions left, and...
Yep. Okay. Susan, will you do me a huge favor?
Yes.
Will you do me a favor? Will you send me your contact information. I want to be one of those, because you said that the alternative media has even let you down as well.
Absolutely. But,
you
know, unfortunately, because I'm sorry, Pete, but I haven't been online for 9 days. Okay.
Yeah,
and
right.
Again, I donated to RBN, and that was one of my favorite networks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like flabbergasted when I finally got online, and I'm looking, you know, Alex Jones, Jeff Rentz, RBN, and, you know, like Hurricane Sandy is done, gone, done. It's not done here. And this is, you know, what I'm really flabbergasted about, and I will, because I can send you pictures, and even today she came. My daughter, who is a special ed teacher, again, and the boyfriend, longtime boyfriend, have photos of what was going on there. Do you know that FEMA did not show up till yesterday?
Susan, do me a huge favor, though. Send me your email to Pete@thePeteSantilliShow.com. I want to stay in contact with you. I want to do whatever I can to provide as much coverage as I can within my resources, okay? Will you do that for me?
I do.
Yeah, please do. Thank you so much for calling in. And we have a couple more people on the line. Stay right there. That was Susan. I'm disappointed as well. I want to provide more coverage to those people in the Northeast. So don't go away. We'll be back right after this message, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't answer it. How How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are back. I am your host, Pete Santilli, and you are listening to the Pete Santilli Show live every single day on the Republic Broadcasting Network at 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 10 p.m. Central Time, and 11 p.m. East Coast Time. And Susan, don't forget, send me your email, your contact information to Pete@thePeteSantilliShow.com. Let's go to Derek on the line. Derek, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you very much for calling the Pete Santilli Show. You're live. What's going on?
Okay, well, I've never done anything like this before, so I'm a little nervous. But
Hey, Derek, can I say something to you?
Yes.
Check this out, man. This is the best. I'm the best person you could have ever called. I just want you to have a conversation with me. Don't even worry about being nervous. Seriously, right, I'm more nervous than you are.
All right. Well, first I want to tell you I'm 21, so I'm probably rather young for your audience. But also wanted to give you a little input from as a young person. You know what makes. I'm part of, like, only the one half of 1% of the people in my state that voted for Gary Johnson.
Uh-huh.
And it gives me the impression that everybody else is just part of the overwhelming majority that just has their red and blue 3D glasses on. All they see is red and blue. They don't see anything else other than that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't get why. They don't. I don't know if it's me or if they're just not open to different trains of thought. Like, you know, they're trapped in their own world. Yeah.
Can I ask you something? You know, a guy like Gary Johnson, and tell me if you agree with this, what's really sad is that a guy like Gary Johnson, you probably had to go out and search for a candidate that, you know, that was an alternative to the red or the blue. But you sought him out, didn't you? I bet you did. He didn't come to you.
I'm someone like you. I'm hungry for the truth. I like to know what's really going on. Yeah. I'm not satisfied just what people tell me. I like to find things out for myself.
Yeah. It seems like the people that are taking the Republican and the Democratic thing are being spoon-fed. They're, you know, they're millionaire, right?
Yeah, and I feel sad because when I'm looking at the results, the elections, all I'm thinking is how many people actually just thought of believing in someone other than what they're fed all but constantly on TV, Republican or Democrat guy.
It's
really saddens me. And every time someone asks me who I'm voting for, if I tell them I'm voting for Gary Johnson, they tell me you're throwing your vote away. And it's like, no, I'm just trying to, I'm thinking differently from everyone else. I'm thinking for myself.
Yeah. You know, one thing I also learned, and I don't know if you know this, but Susanna and I were big Ron Paul supporters. Huge. Okay. And the day that they made that recommendation for that endorsement for Romney, when Rand Paul did, that's when we turned our backs on the Ron Paul campaign. We also found out that that whole Libertarian Party is being supported by this guy named Thiel. He was the founder of PayPal. Are you aware of that?
I've heard part of that, but I'm not sure who he is. But I'll be honest with you. When I heard that Rand Paul supported Romney, I wanted to throw up. I felt like I was duped.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but look into that, okay, on your own. And I want you to investigate that with us as well. I'd love to find, I mean, even if the Libertarian Party was the solution, I don't want the Libertarian Party corrupted by a guy like Peter Thiel. This guy's got some pretty bad stuff going on there. Susanna, hold on one second, Derek. Mm-hmm. Susanna, Peter Thiel has supported, what is the name of that project with the offshore boats?
It's called Blue Seed. He's all into Agenda 21. He funds the Libertarian Party. He's former president of the CNP, the Council for National Policy. Mm-hmm. He also sits on the council of the Bilderberg Group. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's a bad guy all the way around. And he's pumped like $25 million into the Libertarian Party. Ron Paul personally.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hate to say it, but the Libertarian Party's been co-opted just like the Tea Party was, just like everything else. And, they've got their hands in everything now, so you might as well forget it.
Yeah. Now, Derek,
not going to find your answer in Washington.
I wanted to share that with you because obviously you sought out a candidate that you felt comfortable, you know, casting your vote for. But now, you know, we need to kind of hang together and make sure that we share this information among us. Because when we found this out, it was pretty disturbing to us. Not downplaying your vote. I mean, you went after the guy that you thought was the best alternative, and there's nothing wrong with that. But we move on with education, right?
Yeah, but like I listened to Alex Jones for like 3.5 years. I never realized there was anything wrong with him until I came across you. I mean, a favorite thing I have about you is you tell me not to trust anybody, and I like that way of thinking.
Yeah, don't trust anybody. Don't trust anybody, and listen to and read everything, right? And then don't believe anything that you haven't researched yourself.
Yeah, it's hard to tell what's real anymore, so you've got to keep looking out after yourself.
Yeah. Hey, Derek, thanks. Thank you so much for calling in, okay?
Thank you.
Loyalty to the Pete Santilli Show. Ladies and gentlemen, a quick break in. Susanna and I are going to, when we come back, we're going to have a discussion with our listeners. There's been some stuff going on. I'm going to leave the chat room open. I was seriously considering cutting it off, but I'm going to have this discussion with you guys about the state of affairs, I guess, between the ears of our patriots, the people that are in our chat room, our listeners, and I'm going to just share with you from the heart my feelings about how ill we are as a nation, especially now with having to deal with Obama. Dare Obama. Don't you dare go away. We'll be back right after this message.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like
like to tell you about a revolutionary new product from our sponsor, Elixir Liquid and Electronic Cigarettes. If you're a smoker, traditional cigarettes have lots of chemical carcinogens and are being sold for up to $11 a pack in some places around the country. Electronic cigarettes, on the other hand, consist of only three ingredients and are a fraction of the price of traditional cigarettes. It creates what looks like smoke, but is actually a harmless water vapor while giving you the nicotine your body's craving. Visit our sponsor, Elixir Liquid, at www.futuresmokes.com today. Once you're there, you'll find the hottest electronic cigarettes and accessories and over 100 choices of intensely flavored liquid nicotine. No tar, no carcinogens, and no foul odors. The electronic cigarette truly is the future of smoking. And fans of the Pete Santilli Show get an unconditional satisfaction guarantee and a 10% discount with coupon code REVOLT at checkout. www.futuresmokes.com. Hi, folks. Pete Santilli here. As a prominent social media personality on Facebook and Twitter since they were first launched, I've participated in one-dimensional discussions with literally hundreds of thousands of followers. When I first set up my SecondLife.com account about a year ago, I entered a whole new magical world that brought my social media activity to life. Second Life is much more than just a 3D game or a social media platform. It'll bring your online persona to life in one of the most beautiful virtual reality simulators on the internet. It's free, and besides, it's the best way to listen to the Pete Santilli Show. You can interact with me live as I broadcast daily from the Overthrow Bunker studio. To get your free account, go to any one of our episodes and click on the Second Life banner. Once you're in, we'll give you the grand tour of our newly built Camp FEMA, the very first educational tool of its kind anywhere in the world. For a limited time, if you sign up for a new SecondLife.com account, will give you a priceless welcome package. SecondLife.com. Join now, tune in, and connect with your friends at the Pete Santilli Show.
Do you owe the IRS more than $10,000? Well, it happens to the best of us. Just ask Charlie.
I was a pro NFL player, defensive back. Yes, I did get a letter from the IRS.
It's a scary thing, even for a big man like Charlie.
Well, man, when you see those dreaded letters, capital IRS, $60,000, man, you almost dropped to your knees. You know, they were trying to levy my accounts, garnish me, real bad situation.
Charlie found out about the law offices of Craig Zimmerman.
I heard their commercial on the radio. I said, well, hey, let me give them a call. It was like talking to my brother, talking to a great friend. I called Craig Zimmerman, and they put a stop to it.
You'll love the way they do business.
Like we say in the NFL, they never drop the ball. They did a great job for me.
You may be able to significantly reduce your tax debt. Call the law offices of Craig Zimmerman and get your game plan. 800-638-0727.
Craig Zimmerman, they threw a touchdown for me.
Call now and find out how much you can save. 800-638-0727. 800-638-0727.
Broadcasting live from deep inside the bunker at FEMA Region 9 is your host, Pete Santilli, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
I don't think this is a good thing. I've got a very, very, very bad feeling about what is happening right now in our nation, ladies and gentlemen. Not because of what Obama can do to us, but what our nation will do to Obama. There are a lot of people right now that are very angry at what is transpiring right now. I honestly believe that. But there's a man named Dan, the Pots and Pans man, on line one. Let's not talk about anger. Let's talk to Dan. Dan, what's on your mind?
Well, here's my anger for the Pots and Pans Brigade. Yes. Hey. Congratulations to Obummer, or should we be Obummer for being in the United States? Hey, I sent you an email. I'm not sure if your mom named her horse yet, but maybe she can call him dinner now that Obummer's voted as the new president.
My mom's horse. That's a sensitive subject. I appreciate you bringing that up again.
I just tuned in, but Dan, what serious note,
and by the way, a special greetings, the Pots and Pans Brigade is a salute to all of the women of America, right?
Well, they need to be like the women of Iceland. If they're women of Iceland, they probably wouldn't have voted for Obama.
That's right. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't have. You're right. What do you think is going to happen now that Obama's going to be reelected? What do you think is going to happen to all the crazy patriots that are running around with their constitution in their hand?
Well, I'll tell you what. There's a website out there, and I just forgot the name of it, but it talked about moving to Argentina, and I've been researching that the last week and a half, and it's looking pretty good right now.
Yep. Panama is also a great place as well. A lot of expats in Panama, in South America, Argentina. Believe it or not, guess what else I'm hearing is a great place to be? Is Colombia.
Hmm.
Yeah. Bogotá, Colombia. I have a friend that's down there that's telling me, Santilli, don't listen to all the rumors. This place is beautiful, and they treat people really well, and especially Americans that go down there to live. So, you know, there's certain cities that you don't want to go to, of course, but... yeah, I think I might become an expat as well, sir. I think there may be a mass exodus here. Either that, or do you think we'll stay and fight?
Well, I'll tell you what. I've been praying to God for many years, and for some people, they're saying stay and fight. God's telling me to be prepared. There were people like, Noah. God told him to build a big old barge. People like Lot told him to get the heck out of Sodom and Gomorrah. So some people, maybe God's telling them to stay and fight, and some people he's telling them to stay in the, or to depart.
Yeah.
There's a guy that I've been researching the last 6 months named Bill Cooper, and I noticed that you kind of have like a little saying for the first 10 to 20 seconds, and I wanted to get your view on Bill Cooper and his views on Freemasons.
On Freemasons? I'm doing my research on Bill Cooper. But Bill Cooper, I'm actually listening to his entire library. And I want to, as soon as I learn more about his philosophies behind the Freemasons, I'm very, very intrigued by the mystical nature and almost crazed nature of those Freemasons that have even built Washington, D.C. per their geometric energy concocting architecture in Washington, D.C. I find it to be a very disturbing cult myself, and I think Bill Cooper was not a fan of the Freemasons. Susanna Cole, are you aware
of what? No, he wasn't at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was a military man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I do want to say this. Yesterday. I want to say this, that yesterday I had actually planned in advance, but because I did not have the permission to do what I wanted to do yesterday, to honor Bill Cooper on the anniversary of his death. That's not going to stop me from honoring him daily. And I've also had conversations directly, with Chaz, who was directly connected to and has had, actually hosted Bill Cooper in Hawaii. But we're going to be planning some events here in the coming weeks, and I want to educate everyone as much as I can about Bill Cooper. He's definitely contributed, and still to this day continues to contribute, especially as I learn more about him every single day. Dan, thank you so much for calling in, and I want you to call in on a regular basis, okay?
God bless, and keep up the good work.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Kim, line two. Hi, Kim. Welcome to the
really,
Pete Santilli Show.
I'm a listener.
First-time listener, where are you calling from?
Well, I mean, I've been listening for about the last week and a half, 2 weeks. I'm over in Michigan here.
You are? And Michigan turned on the United States of America and voted Obama, I understand. Is that correct?
I see that, yeah. I voted for Johnson.
You did?
Okay. I did.
That's good for you. But you know what it took to get that vote for Obama? It took tens of billions of dollars that he pumped into the auto industry, right? That's how he was able to win Michigan. We know how that goes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's
yeah.
on your mind?
Well, one of the turning tides here is we've got a few states that legalized cannabis all out.
Did they?
Washington passed, Colorado passed, and it looks like Oregon has not passed as far as full-out legalization. And then Massachusetts went medical. Arkansas did not.
But having two states, that's a huge, huge thing.
Yes. So, I mean, that's going to be a changing tide and the big picture of what's coming up in the next 4 years as well. Feds mm-hmm. have already stated if any state goes legal, they're going to fight it. I think that's going to be a hell of a fight.
Do you know who Ben Swan is?
Oh, yes. I've been following Ben for about 4 or 5 months now.
Did you hear what he said recently about his ideas to actually shut down the drug cartels on the Mexican border?
Yeah, there's another way we can do it. Get rid of the damn CIA.
Yeah, that's right. But if we legalize marijuana, it'll shut down 70%
absolutely
of the revenue that the cartels get, because that's what's, you know, they actually sell 70% of the revenue comes from marijuana sales. And I agree with Ben Swan.
Yeah. In their overall picture of money scheme, because what they do, a lot of what they do is they trade the coke and the heroin for the guns.
Yeah.
And marijuana gets sold out.
That's right. Now, what's your prediction? What do you think is going to happen? What do you think the backlash is going to be from the angry white people with the Second Amendment in their right hand?
Ooh, as far as that goes, that's going to be an interesting play. I don't think that's just, you know, in my opinion, that a racial situation. I think it's going to be the angry people with the guns.
We're sitting on a powder keg, don't you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I see the one side of the big push from these crazy NWO, crazy son of a bitches, is, mm-hmm. you know, they're pushing the race war. And then we got the other thing, you know, that's like the old school thing, you know. And then we got the new school thing, which seems to be Nazi funded, with Bush and the CIA and these bastards. And they seem to be like for, you know, pushing all out helter skelter on financial market and just, you know, pull the Nazi thing, wrap it up and get it done. So it's a crazy time any way we look at it, I think.
You know, you got the Nazis against the communists just battling it out at the top of the pyramid, right?
It almost looks that way.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sitting down here looking at this stuff. I followed Bill Cooper for a little bit. You know, I've been listening to some of this stuff. You know, I've heard this guy Drake, you know, on these radio talks. He's talking about this $43 billion or $1 trillion lawsuit 5-6 months ago. And you know, Benjamin Fulford thinking, that's a little too crazy. I mean, I don't understand who Benjamin Fulford is. Then I find out the damn thing's real about a week and a half ago and go, maybe these fuckers aren't so crazy. Excuse my friend.
Oh, you don't want to say that. And my apologies to each and every one of our affiliates. I apologize for that.
Oh, I didn't realize. Sorry, my bad.
No, that's okay. We're on AM radio. We cannot do that. And my sincerest apologies to anybody that was offended by the language. But, you know, I'm one of the first ones to drop an F-bomb when it's inappropriate. You know.
My apologies. Listen, I didn't realize we were on full broadcast.
That's okay. Listen, I welcome you to our show with open arms. We just need to be very careful on AM
absolutely
radio. But anyways, here's what I want you to do. Send me your contact information to Pete@thePeteSantilliShow.com.
Will do.
And let's stay in touch. You're welcome to call in anytime, okay?
I will, and I'll watch my tongue much more often.
No, that's okay. Don't worry about it. We'll let that slide. Just remember that when you call in next time. Where did you learn about the $43 trillion lawsuit when it first hit the presses?
Online, skipping around YouTube, just flipping through stuff, and I seen this thing about this, you know, fighting on the New World Order and something about this Drake guy, and it was a YouTube thing with Drake and, what's his name, David, the blonde-haired guy that...
David Icke?
No, not Ike, the blonde-haired younger guy. He looks like Casey. Edgar Casey. I can't remember his name. Right off.
No.
Wilson Wilcox. David Wilcox. That's
oh,
who it was.
Yeah, that's right.
It was a video between those guys, and they're talking about this thing, you know, this is probably March or April, May, and I'm thinking, wow, that's pretty crazy, you know? And that's what kind of got me into it. Then, you know, a couple weeks ago, I heard it coming out, and then your show I kind of caught with the... covering it, I'm thinking, wow, that's a real lawsuit.
Maybe these guys aren't quite so nuts. Stay tuned. We're going to be giving you updates because this Friday, by the way, coming up, they're going to have a court hearing. And what the banksters are attempting to do is to have all the plaintiffs, the people that brought the lawsuit, the people that were victimized by the mortgage, the mortgage meltdown, they're going to try to remove those people from the lawsuit. So I'll keep you updated on that. Stay tuned.
And I will be listening to you.
All right?
Excellent.
Thanks for calling
in. Thanks much.
All right. Thank you. Listen, remember this, everybody. We are on AM and FM radio. If you call in, I have to ask you to just be very, very kind to to anybody that could be potentially offended driving down the road with their kids in their car. So my apologies to all of our affiliates. All right. Susanna Cole.
Yes. Very nice callers tonight, by the way.
Very nice. Thank you very much for calling in. You helped me kind of get through this thing emotionally because I was literally not feeling, I was feeling physically just sick to my stomach, like almost violently ill.
I know. I knew you weren't going. I knew that no matter what the outcome was, that Pete Santilli wasn't going to take it well. So,
no, and you know, I think
congratulations for making it.
I think I would have taken. I would have taken the Romney thing a little bit better, but it would have been, you know, just a new face on the scene and somebody else that we could beat up on.
Yeah,
this is worse.
It's bad. Yeah,
this is bad, ladies and gentlemen. This is not good. Now, another thing that's bad, and I want to spend these remaining moments. Hang with me, okay? Because we need to
talk. I'm hanging. I'm here.
We have some very ill people right now that are not only here in the United States of America, but unfortunately, we have a group of individuals who have awakened, like me, like you, like the people that listen to the show, okay? And I want you all to understand a couple things, all right? First of all, you need to be of sound mind, body, and soul to handle what you're awakening to. And if you're not, and what I'm getting to, ladies and gentlemen, is that we've had, in the past 3 or 4 days, we've had somebody, come in. I'm not going to even mention their name or give them any credit like that. Okay. But somebody who gave the general appearance that they were of sound mind. And they haven't been. And I was able to clearly establish that right up front. But I'm going to tell you how I'm differentiating myself from those other people that are not prepared to handle the awakening. There are some people out there that, you know, you find out about 9/11 and you want to lash out. You want to be a lone gunman. You want to do crazy things. And you just want to put yourself in a situation to where your mental health is really impacted by the stuff that you're learning. If you can't handle the truth, then I don't want you listening to the show. I don't want you in the chat room infecting other people, pretending that you're stable, trying to give other people legal advice because you discovered, you know, some laws that exist and you're a sovereign and you want to get out there and you're wide awake and you're telling everybody, giving everyone legal advice when, in fact, you're suicidal. But you don't disclose that. You are not of sound mind if you're considering killing yourself in a jail cell. And I've had somebody tell me this. And unfortunately, I've known this behind the scenes, and this person is out there giving our listeners legal advice. Why am I bringing this specific situation up? Why? Because I don't believe that the one person doing a bad thing should impact the masses. But I will say this. We have a lot of people right now that are not physically well, not mentally well, to handle some of the stuff that we're awakening to. And if you can't handle it, you need to recognize that you need to go out and learn how to deal with this stuff emotionally. You need to learn how to get through these phases of awakening that I've been through. And thank goodness I've had the mental capacity to handle all this stuff. Now, when I talk about revolution, I talk about us teaming up together. I don't want any lone gunman scenarios. I don't want anybody out there taking action on their own. We need to do this together. When I talk about revolution, I'm talking about us saving our country together. I don't want any lone spinoff. I'm not even saying this as a backup. What I'm telling you is that you need to recognize when somebody comes in and they need help and they need the mental help, no matter how strong they may appear at first, you need to recognize where they are in the phases of their awakening, because there are multiple phases, Susanna Cole. Don't you agree?
Yeah, we're learning that. And, you know, I mean, I've never been really with the public like this before, and to see how different people handle different things, you know. And I mean, I know that most of the people that I've talked to, if you say something about the New World Order, whatever, I mean, you know, they shut you down pretty quick. So you don't have much opportunity in life to be around like-minded people.
Yeah.
But the one thing I've noticed a lot is that, you know, everybody has their own idea about how it really is. And they've latched on to these beliefs, and, you know, they're more about defending those beliefs than they are anything else, and they want people to listen to them. And, right. and I mean, we have really, we've come up against some people that have been actually violent
yes.
to us,
yes.
you know, about what they believe in. And yeah. we're like, whoa.
Ladies and gentlemen, within the past several days, I just want you to know, I've actually had a person that has turned into a stalker. Okay. And that's exactly what I'm referring to. Not being of sound mind. And if you can't handle it, you really need to step aside and go to Chuck E. Cheese and hit the whack-a-mole a little bit. Get it out of your system. If you can't handle this stuff, you need to step away from it. Okay. Because this subject matter, is very, very serious, and it's an adult subject matter that you need to have the mental capacity to handle. And if you can't, please get out of the chat room and go seek help. Okay? Now, together, we will solve problems. Don't go away. We will be back, ladies and gentlemen, right after this message.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And now, broadcasting live from deep inside the bunker at Pima Region 9, is your host, Pete Santilli, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
There's just not enough time to cover everything I need to cover. So, but this is very important. If you're a new listener to the Pete Santilli Show, I want you to know this. I have made it a point to make myself as accessible as possible, okay? The negative aspects of that. Okay, now listen, I came from corporate America. I was at the executive level. I've never, ever been of the quote-unquote high and mighty type to push my frontline associates away. I've always been very, very accessible. I operated that way in corporate America, and no matter how successful I will be in alternative media and on the radio, I will always allow the average person, frontline person listening at the other end to have access to me. And that's why we've set up this chat room. So at the PeteSantilliShow.com, if you're a listener, you can go right online and you can send messages. And Gretchen's sending me messages. Ashley Jones on a regular basis, she's actually one of our moderators, and she's trying to control the flow of information here. I want everyone in the chat room and listeners that come to the chat room to know that this is a powerful tool that lets you have a voice with a person that's behind the microphone, myself. I seriously considered, because of my stalker person that actually ran through here, literally suicidal brainiac that was out there conveying, I guess, a sense of stability in my chat room. And I knew that that wasn't the case. And I had to call this person out to say, don't give anybody any legal advice. You are not of the mental capacity to do that. And this person wanted to set up his own radio show and come in here and talk to people about going over to these Skype things. And I'm like, what the heck are you doing? What are you doing? So listen, recognize this. If you're a listener, you come to the chat room. If you're in the chat room, recognize this. When you get somebody that wants to come into the chat room and steal our listeners and pull them away into their little psychotic little sidebar thing, just recognize that that's almost theft, A. And B, you need to be very, very careful who you're running off with into a Skype training session or a sovereign movement legal, whatever it was that was going on there. That's some weird cockamamie stuff. What did I say about not trusting anybody? Do not trust anyone. And we need to protect and preserve what we have in this chat room, the ability for us to share in a community of like-minded individuals. And you need to know that when somebody comes in like that and interferes with this powerful tool, that that's not good for all of us. And you need to protect it. Pull them aside or let me know what they're doing and we'll deal with it. But you need to protect this chat room. I'm going to leave it open. I'm going to leave the chat room wide open so that you can leave me messages. But the negative impact is that we get nut jobs. We get stalkers, literally. Okay? I can't even tell you. And I don't want to give this person that much credit. But I'm talking about you guys knowing exactly who these people are. And you having the mental capacity to deal with these new issues that we're dealing with. So protect the chat room. I love each and every one of you. I will leave it open. Let's work together to help each one of us at different stages in our awakening. Let's identify who needs to kind of step away. Let's communicate, and together we will do this thing, okay? We are about to go into one of the bloodiest revolutions ever to take place in the United States of America. It's the truth. Is now the time for us to stick together? It really, really is. We don't need to be having a room divided. We don't need to have people upset about the topics we talk about. We need to have people looking for the solutions to resolving our problems. Every single night, 8 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Central time, 11 p.m. Eastern. I'm Pete Santilli.
It's true.